Wishing you a beautiful week ahead as we enter into the last week before Christmas. And all of this week, I'm going to be taking you through a gentle guided meditation every day. This can be a particularly busy time, as we know. Our routines, our structures, our eating, our sleep, and lots of different things can be out of sync. And also we get kind of caught up in Christmas. I know Christmas is one of my favourite times of the year. I love to be able to go out and do lots of present buying for people and meet my friends and all of those different things. But we can, when we're in that place, lose a connection to ourselves. And, you know, you're all members of It's Time For Me, and most of you are members for quite a long time, actually, which is so lovely. And you obviously take time for yourself, or want to take time for yourself. So what a better week to do this. Thank you also for your patience with me last week with all the text messages, because I'm really unwell with sinusitis, and you can probably still hear it in my voice, so I hope it doesn't ruin the meditations for you this week. Today I'm going to take you through a Hawaiian tradition called Ho'oponopono. I did this a couple of months ago, I think maybe during the summertime, and I want you to do it again because it's a very powerful exercise around releasing and forgiveness and actually healing as well. So there are four stages to the Ho'oponopono, and the first thing you're going to do, and I'll take you through this in a moment, is you're going to picture a situation you might want to release, a person you might want to release or forgive, or just anything in your life that you just want to kind of distract from. You think of that situation, you think of that person, or you think of, generally it is to do with, you know, even mending relationships or forgiveness around things, but you can use it for other things because it's a very, very strong process. I like to think of somebody in my life, and it doesn't mean you have to have any issues with them or anything, but just to send them your compassion and your hope. And it's just really lovely. So you start off by maybe choosing the person or the situation or the energy or whatever it might be. And you hold that in your mindset, and then you place both hands on your heart, if you can, just over the center of the chest area. And you'll be repeating four words, which I'm going to take you through, which is, I'm sorry, please forgive you, I love you, thank you. So I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. And why I'm saying you can do it around a situation is because you can be forgiving the situation for maybe the difficulties it's bringing you, and you can send it some more love and compassion. So what we're going to do is, I'm not going to do music with this, but I just want you to really concentrate for the next 1 minute. That's all it's going to be. So just sit down for a moment if you can, or sit back in the chair. If you're lying down, lie back. Get your two hands, like I said, place one in the center of your chest and then your other hand over it. And then what I'd like you to do is to close your eyes gently. Now you're going to visualize that situation or person. See it. Feel it. Think about it. Really bring it into a vision. It could be a person. It could be a color that reminds you of a situation, a smell, some imagery, and place that just at the forefront of your mind. What you're now going to do is imagine rays of beautiful pink light coming from your chest and being sent towards this situation or person, and then turning around and coming straight back into your heart. So we're having this very connected energy. It's very powerful energy around healing. And then you're going to repeat after me, either in your mind or out loud, when I say this. And we're just going to do this for the next minute. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. All the while visualizing this really powerful pink light moving towards them and back towards you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. And one more time, really imagining that pink light going through and back, like a connected figure of eight with the infinity sign from your heart out to theirs or out to that situation and back. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. What I'd like you to do is just even sit in this place if you want to, as long as you need. And just bring that energy and sending that out and getting that back. It really is powerful. I do recommend that doing this if you have a situation that needs particular healing with somebody, doing it every morning or every evening. It is very, very powerful. I wish you a beautiful day and I look forward to connecting with you for tomorrow's meditation.